Hello, welcome back to our podcast, Curious Ones by Andara. I'm Yael Ginsberg, and today we're going to have a very different episode. Actually, I have recorded an episode that was supposed to come out today with Carrie Honey about analyzing our dreams and about Tao and really cool and interesting stuff, but I'll explain shortly why I felt that was not appropriate and not right for me to do. I have never really introduced myself here. I kind of just started with the podcast and interviewing the teachers, but I'll give a little bit of explanation of who I am and go into the subject. So my name is Yael. I am a yoga and meditation teacher and coach, and I've been teaching for 6 years and practicing yoga for about 13 years. I went to Yandara to do my 300-hour training, fell in love with the teachers, as many of us have, and wanted to find a way to also stay there and be able to keep learning from them, and also to share their knowledge to people who might not be able to, you know, come to a full-length training for many different reasons. And I wanted to be able to record them and share their knowledge with the world. So when I suggested the idea to Christopher, who is one of the co-founders of Yandara, he loved the idea, and I ended up staying there for 6 months, interviewing all the teachers of the school, the ones who led retreats at Yandara, different festivals that came through, and now we are about 1.5 years later with really cool project that I just adore so much. I am originally from Tel Aviv, Israel. That's where I live right now. And if you are, actually, I think it's pretty known by now around the world what has been happening here in the last few days, because it just all happened so fast. So today is Tuesday. I'm recording this episode, and on Saturday, a war started in Israel by complete surprise. I was at a yoga festival up north, really enjoying myself. I woke up at 7 in the morning to go to a Pilates class and saw a message from my sister, who lives in LA, that there has been an attack. And unfortunately, that is something that we are very used to here in Israel. We experience this on a regular basis. Usually it is a one-time event. There is a terrorist or an attacker or rockets fired at Israel. And it's like an event. It happens. It finishes by somebody stopping the attack on our side. And then we all mourn the death or the people that were hurt. We are all sad. We mourn it for a while, and then we continue with our life, because unfortunately that is already our normal. And we go forward until the next time. But this time it was different. I saw the message thinking it was going to be like this. I was sad to see that it's happening, but we kind of continued with our festival plans. But every minute, it seems, or as the time went by, it became more and more clear that we are not dealing with the normal situation that we are used to, which in itself is crazy that we're used to people attacking civilians in their homes on a regular basis, but that is our normal. We started to understand that this situation is really, really different. So we started to pack our things and go home. And usually on Tuesdays, I release the episode. It was Saturday. Sunday, I wrote to Christopher and I told him, I don't know if I will be able to sit and start editing the podcast about dreams right now because I just couldn't focus on anything. And he suggested that I share my experience and what I'm going through during these last few days. I took some time to think about it because I don't even know what I'm going through. It's been completely insane. But then I decided that I want to share the experience of a person living in Israel who doesn't want to take any sides. A person that wants us all to live in peace and see the humanity in each other. So that is going to be my perspective today. It's not going to be a political thing. I don't think that politics are really necessary here. I think this is much more about humanity and us all being humans, having way more in common than differences. And that is for me the main point. Since Saturday, and now it's Tuesday, there have been 900 people killed in Israel, with stories and videos that I cannot even start to grasp what I have seen and heard that has been done to completely innocent people on both sides. What happened was that completely by surprise on Saturday morning, there first was a really big rocket attack with thousands of rockets sent to Israel. Of course, with the sole purpose of hurting innocent people. And this was just a cover for 1,000 terrorists that entered Israel from shore, from air, and from sea. Terrorists that went into towns, went into people's homes, and I'm not talking about a few people, I'm talking about hundreds of people, doing horrible things that I will not go into here. Keeping whole families with babies, with elderly, with just everybody who lives in the house, surrounding them. They were the lucky ones, went into a safe room and they couldn't leave. The terrorists were in their houses. So because they wouldn't come out of the safe room, they burned the house. keeping them hostage for up to 36 hours, some of them even more. Some of them are still hostage in their house. There was a nature party in the south of Israel, very close to the border with Gaza, and there were thousands of people in this party, and I'm not sure exactly the number, but there were hundreds of terrorists that came with automatic weapons and just started killing everybody at the party. People that were singing and dancing. And celebrating life and celebrating love and freedom and joy. All they wanted to do was be together and be happy. And they were attacked so brutally. They were raped and automatic weapons were used. So there were until now 260 bodies confirmed and many, many kidnapped by people fueled by hate . And I know this whole situation is very controversial because there is a big, big history here. And I suggest for those who are not well informed about the depth of this history, which goes back thousands of years, thousands, not tens, not dozens, thousands of years. I suggest that you learn and you can reach out to me. I will be happy to share what I know. Because what many people think around the world right now, I've seen pro-Palestinian protests happening in the last few days, which breaks my heart because we are not at war with the Palestinians right now. We are at war with Hamas, which is a terror organization. Yes, they were elected by the Palestinians to be their leaders at this moment. But an election fueled by fear and terror is not free will. It is so easy to look at Israel and say that we are stronger and therefore we need to be kind to Gaza and the Palestinian people. And I'm not sure if people around the world know that actually Israel provides the water, the electricity, humanitarian relief, and a lot of money to the Palestinian people, which they would not have without us. They are not occupied. They are completely independent since 2005. And yet their leadership, their government, does not provide them with these basic living conditions. We do. I'm not here to say that we are right and they are wrong, because I don't think that's true. I think both sides have a part in this conflict. It has to be so. That is how it is in each conflict. Both sides have a part. But the moment that we lose our humanity is the moment that we all lose. as the day went on, and the horrors that were happening and are still happening started to reveal themselves. We understood that this time it's different. This is completely different than anything I have experienced in the 30 years that I am alive. We have never seen an attack in this magnitude, with so much violence, so much hate. My heart and the heart of everybody in our country, and I'm sure on the Palestinian side as well, breaks for what has been happening. And I'm not talking about Hamas, of course, the terrorists. I'm talking about the humans who are involved without wanting to be. In a moment, our life changed from being in a festival celebrating life, me and the innocent people that were at the party in the south, and many other people all the country. We had to quickly go home in fear, and basically since then stay indoors near a safe room that not every house has, because when there is an alarm, meaning there are rockets fired at Israel with the aim of killing us, we have to run. We have, depending on where we are, from 10 seconds to about a minute and a half to reach the safe room, just in case the rocket falls here. And actually, I think it was a day or two ago, so many things have happened, I've completely lost track of time and space, but a rocket fell and completely destroyed a building one block away from my father's apartment. One block away. I think it's like about 150 meters or 200 meters from his house. My father, who is handicapped, who cannot walk, let alone run. Luckily, he has a safe room in his apartment. And luckily, nobody was hurt because it was a studio and there were no people there. But the building was completely, completely destroyed. There have been 130 declared kidnapped people in Gaza. There probably are more, from infants, babies, women carrying their babies in their arms, taken over to a terrorist organization. Elderly women, 80 years old, with videos published by Hamas celebrating that they took an 80-year-old woman. Videos of rape, of murder, of abuse, shared with joy and pride, as if this is something to be proud of. One of the reasons I'm doing this, because it's not easy for me at all, is because my country is dealing with since always. Complete misunderstanding of the reality of what life is in this conflict. People think that we are the villains, that we are strong and we took something that isn't ours. And I'm not going to go into this because everybody has a different opinion on this. Of course, I have my own, but that's not relevant right now. Because as I said, this is about humanity. You might have seen videos of buildings being bombed in Gaza as a retaliation for this horrible attack. And you might even have heard of casualties and people being killed in Gaza. There are, and I'm sad for each and every one of them. But you might not have heard that before each airstrike, before each building that is destroyed, Israel drops from the sky papers and informs the people that they are going to destroy this building because it is part of a terrorist organization in some shape or form, whether it's a weapons arsenal or office or financial institution or something like that. Because the Palestinians know how it looks to the world, they hide their weapons arsenals under schools, under mosques, under hospitals, so that when we bomb their weapons to stop their attack, they can say they bombed a school. To the people who stay in the building, even though they know it is going to be attacked, it is going to be demolished. And I was in intelligence in the army. I should say that. They stay in the building because they are more afraid of what Hamas will do to them if they leave than what will happen if they stay. Again, because we're not talking about leadership or just Palestinians, we're talking about terrorists. Since the attack started, I have seen unimaginable amounts of support from the Israeli people. Immediately, there were hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of people who are not able to go to the army. All our men basically were drafted. The ones that can help or that can serve, but all the rest immediately started doing anything they can to help. Food boxes, I'm talking about hundreds and hundreds and thousands of food boxes and toiletries and clothes and any sort of support, weapons like protection weapon devices and any kind of support, people going to donate blood so much that when I went to donate blood, they said they don't need anymore because they have too much. Organizing packages for the soldiers who went to the south and for the people who were forced to leave their homes because they're not safe in their homes or their homes were burned or they were attacked in their homes. The survivors have been completely wrapped by all the people making sure they have everything they need. Levels that I can't even explain how much complete strangers opening their homes to people who don't have where to stay, donating everything they can. It has filled my heart to a point that I can't even explain how proud I am of my people and the values of this country. In the last few months, almost even a year, there has been a huge political issue going on in the country, and in one moment when we were attacked, it was as if it was gone. Nobody cared which side you're on. Nobody cared what's your political opinion. We all came together and started helping in any way that we can. And this really has been what has held me and the people that I know in this country, because we might have been surprised on Saturday, and we were. There were a lot of problems that allowed this to even happen, because our army is one of the strongest armies in the world. And we were completely caught off guard, everyone. But once we understood what is happening, the power of everybody coming together in the way that we did is something that I don't have even the words to describe. I have joined many WhatsApp groups to see where we can help, and I think every minute there is a message of, I have food, I have equipment, I'm going down to bring the things, who can help? You know, everybody in their own way is helping however they can. And this is what is giving us the strength to go through this, because when I try to understand what is even happening, I think it's beyond what my mind can grasp at this moment. My heart breaks for people on both sides that, instead of recognizing our humanity and how similar we truly are, and that we all just want to live, love, and be free. That is all we want on both sides. Instead of recognizing that, it feels like the leaders, maybe even on both sides, focus so much on what is different. What I can get over you, instead of you. Because if you have, then I don't have. I need to take, because otherwise I won't have, not understanding that this war is never going to be over if we don't change the way that we look at it. If we don't treat each other as humans, worthy of respect and love and basic humanity, that unfortunately is not so basic. The amount of support I have received, and everybody around me, from each other and from relatives and friends who are out of the country who see what is happening here is just overwhelmingly amazing. People I haven't heard from in many, many months or years reaching out and showing their support, sending their prayers. It means so much and it is so helpful. So if you know somebody who is in Israel or even in Gaza or in Palestine or anybody who is involved in this situation, reach out to them and send them your love. Show them that you're thinking of them. It means so much because we are helpless. We don't know what's going to happen. We're hearing that we need to get enough food for staying in the safe room for 3 days at least. We need to get a radio and portable chargers because we might not have internet or electricity. How do you even deal with something like this? It's insane. Call them, ask them how they are, ask them what they need. Listen to them. Give them a space to let out what is on their heart. It means a lot more than you can imagine. If you can, donate. Donate money or food or military protection devices like vests and things like that I know are missing. Remember, this is not Israelis against Palestinians. This is Israel and Palestinians against Hamas. Hamas is a terror organization with the sole purpose of killing people just because they were born Jewish. They don't want to be in a conversation. They don't want to find an agreement or compromise. They want Jews to be dead. All of them. All of us. Our country will be different from now on. Nobody knows how it's going to look like or what this war is going to look like, how long it's going to last, how many people are going to be injured and killed, tortured. We are living in a new situation, a new reality, which is uncertainty. And we have to accept that. This morning I spoke with soldiers who needed emotional support. And my heart breaks that they had to deal with the things that they saw and did. Losing friends and knowing they can't even go to their funeral. So many of us have lost friends already, and family, and parents, and children. And I think I will end with a prayer that we know peace and we see peace. We see our humanity. We see our true essence, that it is love and not hate, that the only answer is to keep love in our heart even in the face of evil, especially in the face of evil. People who had love beaten out of them so strongly that they are completely disconnected from anything that is logical or understandable. The only thing that takes away darkness is light. But Israel has the right to defend itself and protect its people. We are not and cannot allow this horrific, horrific attack on innocent people to go unanswered. Because they will not stop until we're gone. They will not. To those who say that this is retaliation for what Israel has done over the years, there is no comparison between Israel defending itself and its right to simply exist, killing babies in their bed, raping women beside the bodies of their friends, and attacking innocent people. Israel does not go on a bright early morning and kill people for the sole reason of existing. Israel kills terrorists who have attacked and plan to attack innocent people. There is no comparison between the sides. Again, I'm talking about Israel and Hamas. There is a quote I want to read from Golda Meir, who was our fourth prime minister back in the 70s. She said, "When peace comes, we will perhaps in time be able to forgive the Arabs for killing our sons. But it will be harder for us to forgive them for having forced us to kill their sons. Peace will come when the Arabs will love their children more than they hate us." And I think that she will be sad to know that that is still relevant and true. And now, on the fourth day of this war, we have no idea what is going to happen. Life, as we know it, has changed. We, of course, are not working, not bringing an income to our homes, to our families. We are now just surviving and trying to keep as many people alive and mentally intact, emotionally intact, after all the horrors that we have seen and heard all over. Hopefully this will be over soon. It's not, when they're telling us it's going to be pretty long, but hopefully it will be over soon. We are strong. We will win over Hamas. I have no doubt. Because love always wins. The good always prevails. Doesn't matter how long it takes. And I know that I can speak for everyone when I say that. love always wins.